Hello again, and welcome to Mompreneuring the Podcast. I'm your host, Tiana Starks, and I'm happy to be here with you again this week. Mompreneuring the Podcast is an extension of my blog titled Mompreneuring the Blog, which you can find on my website at tianastarks.com. It is a platform for introverted moms who aspire to succeed in business and in life, providing the necessary tools and resources to overcome challenges as they arise. This week's podcast is primarily about goal setting and the method that I generally use, which I've termed laddering up. But before we get into all of the goal setting things, I want to take a moment to answer a question I've been getting. Folks have been asking me why I've chosen such a quote, narrow focus with the new content that I'm creating. Making content that is tailored primarily for introverted aspiring mompreneurs. The answer is, in true introverted fashion, both simple and complex at the same time. The short answer is, I myself have been an introverted aspiring mompreneur, and I know what it's like to overcome some of the challenges that introverted moms have, mostly in their heads when it comes to starting and growing a successful business. Making this content not only gives me a platform to help people who may also want to start or create something new, but it allows me to do it in a way that is most authentic to who I really am. I'm going to be honest. I am mostly a private person. I don't love posting consistently on social media, but when I'm making content that I'm passionate about and I know will serve people who want to make a change in their lives and that I feel I can truly help and who can benefit from the lessons I've learned, I feel more inspired. And lastly, everyone who knows me knows I am really into being with my people. Like, I use the term my people a lot. And whether it's in my personal life or in making this content, I just value genuine connections and curating an environment that allows me and those that I care about to just be themselves. And I want to be able to create that for my people. And my people, I think, includes introverted aspiring mompreneurs. I know that as introverts, it's hard to always feel welcome in public spaces. And as introverted moms, not only do we not always feel welcome, but so many other feelings emerge when you leave your home and your family to do something for yourself. And I just wanted to create a space that feels good for us because it's not a whole bunch out there. I looked. Anyway. That was on my mind and my heart, so I wanted to address it. Now, let's get into goal setting. My general philosophy on goal setting is to set big but achievable goals. Don't set yourself up for failure. The key to achieving your goals is to have a plan. The laddering up method makes planning for your goals easy and systematic. It's meant to combat feelings of overwhelm and allow you to take it one step, one day at a time, and provide flexibility to adjust as necessary. We are moms and we know shit happens, things change, and we have to be nimble and ready to make daily pivots as necessary. However, if we keep the main thing, and have focus, we can alleviate as much of that as possible and move toward our own versions of success. With that said, I'll read the blog now that details how to apply the laddering up method in your life. I hope this helps. This week's blog is titled Navigating Success, a Practical Guide to Goal Setting for Mompreneurs. For mompreneurs, juggling demands of business and family can be both rewarding and challenging. Setting and achieving goals is essential, but it requires a strategic approach that accommodates the unique responsibilities and priorities that come with being a mom. In this blog post, we'll explore a practical roadmap tailored for mompreneurs, emphasizing the importance of quarterly goals, long-term vision, and the flexibility needed to navigate the complexities of managing both business and family. I will share how I set and achieve my goals and the practical steps that I take to make them happen. I want to highlight the term tactical because amidst all the talk about strategies, it's crucial not to overlook the need for a practical plan. Often people focus so much on the strategy that they forget to create a step-by-step plan to actually make their long-term goals a reality. Success happens when both strategy and tactics work hand in hand. I call my goal setting approach laddering up. It's simple. I see my big goals as the top of a ladder, and each step on the ladder is a move closer to reaching those goals. I've broken up the laddering up approach into three easy to follow steps. Step one, create a future self vision. Start by envisioning where you want to be in your business and personal life 1 year from now. This vision serves as your destination, guiding your journey. Embrace the fact that as a mompreneur, your time is limited and you can't do everything at once. Break free from limiting beliefs and create a roadmap that aligns with your aspirations, considering the unique demands on your time and energy. Step two, identify realistic milestones. With your one-year vision in mind, identify four major milestones that are realistic and achievable within the constraints of your busy life. These milestones act as short-term goals aligning with the four quarters of the upcoming year. Recognize the need to pace yourself and think of these as rungs on the ladder that lead to your ultimate life vision as you strive for growth in your business. Step three, craft flexible quarterly goals. Once you've pinpointed your milestones, create quarterly goals that support their achievement. Mompreneurs face the challenge of managing various priorities, so it's crucial to be flexible and adaptive. Rather than planning your quarterly goals in advance, focus on the immediate quarter ahead. Reassess and adjust your goals at the beginning of each new quarter to accommodate the ever-changing dynamics of family and business life. Understand that achieving goals may take longer than expected, and that's perfectly okay. The first quarter might unfold differently than planned, and some goals may need to be carried over. Embrace the reality of mompreneurship, acknowledging that unexpected challenges will arise. Flexibility is key to successfully navigating the twists and turns of managing a business and a family simultaneously. I cannot overstate this, and I'm sure this will not be the last time you hear this from me. Momentum is crucial for mompreneurs, but it must also be sustainable amidst the various demands on your time. The 3 to 5 tasks outlined for each quarter should contribute to building and maintaining momentum without overwhelming you. Whether your goals are small or big, tailor your thought process to align with the specific nature of each goal. Small goals may require manageable steps, while big goals demand strategic thinking and planning with an acute awareness of your time constraints. As a mompreneur, success is not about following a rigid plan, but rather about adapting and thriving amidst the unique challenges you face. The laddering up approach, coupled with a focus on quarterly goals, provides a realistic and practical framework for navigating the dynamic landscape of entrepreneurship while managing the multitude of demands of family life. Remember, your journey may not follow a straight path, but with adaptability, resilience, and commitment to self-improvement, you can achieve success in both business and as a mom. Thank you so much for listening this week. If you are interested in reading the blog, you can find it on my website at tianastarks.com, along with other resources available for aspiring introverted mompreneurs. Thank you so much, and we'll be back next week.